to a better zone, a better mood. It's Friday, July the 20th is the day, Jennifer. The year is 2012. We're here for the top topic discussion in the irregular news beat of the Good Day program. Not especially known as the king of the news presenters, but news is the source of all of our conversation. I guess it depends on your definition of news. What's new means we talk about things that are not old.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's what it is. So maybe we call this the not old news hour. Here is the latest from the campaign trail. No coincidence that Michelle Obama and Ann Romney are showing up a lot more because the presidential race is, as you remember, we talked about this yesterday, the CBS poll shows it. That shows that both sides are about equally supported or equally not supported, depending on your point of view. Mrs. Romney's recent interviews have put her on display, cutting through a lot of the baloney in the campaign.
She's in trouble, though.
How's that?
Well, all over Twitter yesterday, someone caught her saying, "you people," in a speech. And
you people.
Yep. And everybody's now attacking her, saying that
everybody's
better than everybody. Well, on social media, saying that she thinks she's better than everybody else. I couldn't even find one person defending her. Usually you get a few in there that will, protect the person that said something stupid.
Here's how I would defend her.
What?
How is it that people on the campaign trail, whether it is their husbands, wives, children, whoever it is. I remember people attacking Meghan McCain when she was out stumping for her father over the silliest nonsense. Now, you people could be indicative, I suppose. I could understand why somebody might say, oh, there she is talking down to the audience. But who slips and is perfect? Who doesn't slip and who's perfect in this world? I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm surprised somebody didn't sort of bring that up. It's innovative to have the women out there. Are they going to be scrutinized the same as their husbands?
They're not as media trained. I mean, Michelle Obama does a pretty good job, but but Anne is not media trained. She's a mom, you know?
She is. But that's bad.
That's
she should
bad.
Be out there working, contributing to society, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there we go. How do you feel about that? 800-510-8255 as we raise our curb appeal here on the Good Day program. With a focus on Martin and Zimmerman. Mr. Martin's no longer with us. Mr. Zimmerman is. Decided he'd do an interview with Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
So on he goes. And on the other side, the mother went on the Today Show, talked to Matt Lauer, I guess. So why did he do the Sean Hannity program? He says, "I'm not a racist and a murderer." Why would Sean do an interview like that? Unless he's trying to make.
Well, I think everybody was fighting for him to be the first interview, and he picked Hannity, and I'm not sure why.
Well, I think what it says, like it or not, to some anyway, is that this is a right wing versus left wing. Is it right wing versus left wing? White guy, right wing; black guy, left wing. That's what I read into it. Frankly, don't like it. And I don't know that when I say that's what I read into it, that's what I read into it for the purposes of people who want to examine what Zimmerman has to say. If, in fact, he has anything that's new, he's apologized and yada, yada. But why would you do something like that unless he's silly enough, that may be it, to think that this is going to help his cause? It hurts it, I think, dramatically. What about you?
Yeah, I actually
bad
have
choice.
The same thought. Yeah, it kind of does do separatist
and
things.
And it doesn't do Sean any good either.
Even though, we can't... I mean, the guy chose who he trusted the most. So whoever that was, that's who he picked. I mean, he didn't want to be attacked and like he could have been if he had chosen someone like Piers Morgan, maybe. But does it...
Now, why would you choose Piers Morgan? Nobody watches his program. At least people watch...
Robert
Hannity
Blake
show.
Did.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a side of it. Maybe some people have considered, maybe they haven't. It just, I think, bad form, frankly. And it's too bad, but Sean is recognized and he's proud.
Do we know what he said? Because I didn't see the interview.
All right. So he said that the shooting of Martin was part of God's plan.
Oh, no.
And right there, you get off of The wheels are coming off the bus right there. And then Mrs. Fulton, who is Martin's mother, says, I don't believe it was God's plan for him to kill an innocent teenager. So there he opens it up. He's just not bright, and yet he continues to seek out the limelight. Methinks thou dost protest too much. His lawyer's got to be a moron to let him do this sort of thing anyway. Again, no matter what he says, what comes out of this is it's right versus left. It's white versus black. And that's not smart. Nor is it good for
It's not
country.
Good for anybody.
No, not at all. 800-510-8255. Here, speaking of not good for anybody, I don't even know if I want to talk about Fred Willard. So I just say Fred Willard and leave it at that?
That was all over the place yesterday.
Is that all over Twitter?
Literally.
Really?
We got to talk about it. It was a huge story yesterday.
Go ahead. You talk about it.
Gingerly. We can talk about it.
Well, Fred Willard, he gets the Pee Wee Herman Award this year.
You know who this guy is, right?
He's got a great face everywhere. Yeah, he's a great...
He was in Anchorman. He was in Best in Show. He was on Everybody Loves Raymond. He was Amy's dad, the
very
girlfriend
recognizable
of
character actor, Fred Willard.
Well, apparently, and I'll tell you the weirdest part of the story. Well, not really the weirdest, but an interesting part of the story. But he was in an adult movie theater the other day, and the LAPD, I guess, has the right to walk through and see what's going on inside these movie theaters just on a random visit, basically.
But that's stupid in and of itself. What do you think's going on?
What do you think is going on? And so the police go walking through. He gets caught, shall we say, red-handed, and...
Great choice of words. There you go, Jennifer.
That's about it. But what's funny is that he, and I won't even tell you what his next movie's called, because it's just, do you want to know?
The Yank?
Yeah. Hundreds of jokes that are going to be happening,
God,
just so you know. But what's weird is that some people think he's 73 and that some people think he's 78. There's been these really weird rumors going on about how old he is.
For this stuff.
Oh, gosh. I hope this doesn't ruin his life, but I think it is. I think he's now, you don't get over this. It took Pee Wee Herman 20
how
years
long?
And he's still not over it.
Yeah. No, it's too bad. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. What do we have that's...
His lawyer said we'll be working vigorously.
To defend him. Yeah.
Bad choice of words, dude.
Oh, my God. These people, where do they... What planet have they come from? But you know they've all come from other planets. That's what we've established here long ago on the Good Day program. 14 past the hour.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Instantly, we continue now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, the top topics of the day. Here's another sort of weirdo story. Philadelphia police arresting a suspect in an attempted child abduction case. The suspect is Carlos Figueroa Faggett. Do we go any further than that?
Yes, keep going.
Turned himself in because he couldn't walk, talk, or breathe after a video went public. This guy was caught with a girl walking home, and she was able to fend him off by kicking and screaming. He tried to snatch her. She's 10 years old, and the cameras on nearby buildings, apparently, captured him. And so as soon as it was all, you know, they do that with the Amber Alert sort of things, put it up on billboards, put it up on television, put it in newspapers. So the guy was apparently easily recognizable and easily caught. This is such disturbing stuff. And I don't know, what's more important here? When you look at, what have we talked about so far? We've talked about Fred Willard and his weirdness, George Zimmerman and his weirdness, and Carlos Figueroa Faggett and his weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right? Everybody's gotten weird.
All right, here's another one. A father in Ohio blocking his cancer-surviving daughter from taking a Make-A-Wish Disney vacation.
Why?
The Make-A-Wish rules require that both parents have to sign off on the trip, and the father refuses. What she's been through sucks, he said of his 4-year-old daughter. But I think any money that the organization hands out to children ought to go to dying children, not cured ones.
I mean, that's still 4 years old. That would make her life to go to the Disney World, whatever.
She's not dying. She can go 4 years from now.
Well, he better send her then.
Yeah, you're going to keep your eye on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sad. I mean, I understand what he's saying. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree that it should be for very severe. But you know what? When you're 4 and you're so sick and you overcome it, take the kid to Disney World.
Well, let him take it. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Take him now. Take her now. Fine. Yeah.
I think there's way too much focus on Disney anyway. You know that.
I hate Disneyland.
I don't like a lot of the stuff.
I love it.
I know you do. Good for you, Jennifer. I'm going to Knott's Berry Farm while you go to Disneyland.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Help yourself. We're going to have the 2012 Emmy Awards in a few moments, and the question about Sylvester Stallone's son comes back up. Katie Holmes, still people are talking about her. That probably is never going to go away, right?
No, I think people are watching her.
You remember Guy Ritchie, who was married to Madonna?
Yeah, he was cute.
He directed the Sherlock Holmes movies.
Mm-hmm.
He and his girlfriend are expecting their second child.
Oh, that's fun.
What do you suppose Madonna thinks about that? Do you think she thinks
about it? She's probably bitter. You know, she's grabbing boys on stage right now. She's on tour. She probably doesn't care.
Really?
Hmm.
David Hasselhoff.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Featured in cardboard cutout ads for convenience store chain Cumberland Farms. And the life-size ads seem to be a hot property. According to the company, 550 of them have been stolen in the last week.
He's kind of one of those guys like Chuck Norris where people like to have things that belong to him. I don't know why.
Why is that? Well, guy's one of the richest guys in Hollywood. He's made so much money on just the overseas.
Thanks to Germany, yeah.
Right, yeah. Boob Hoff. What is the show called?
Baywatch.
Hey, Boobwatch. 21 after a good day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
oh, wait, those are not
documents, can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.
Hey, check this one out. That's code for I like this one. According to a professor at Stanford, playing video games and watching porn will lead to the demise of the male species. Now, isn't that amazing? I had no idea my mother was a professor at Stanford. That's insane.
And the latest forecast, hot and dry this week with 100% chance of Michelle Bachmann making an idiot of herself. You know about this? Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and House are furious that Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's new claim that Islamists have infiltrated the highest levels of the federal government. She even went so far as to accuse one of Hillary Clinton's assistants, who is of Palestinian heritage but is an American citizen. And John, God bless John McCain. He spoke out. He crossed it. John McCain denounced her as being completely out of line. Let me tell you something. When the guy who picked Sarah Palin says you are crazy, you are crazy.
Screenings of the highly anticipated new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. Anybody going to see that? He sold $25 million worth of tickets before the movie even opened. I'm glad everyone's going to see Batman this weekend. It means I'll have the whole Magic Mike Theater to myself.
You guys, here's some election news. A new poll, CBS poll, found that 47% of voters are supporting Mitt Romney, while 46% support Obama. Well, it makes sense, because if Romney wins, it's definitely going to be thanks to the 1%. And just math. Simple math. Yeah.
All right, so from the late night shows, a smile on your face, at least from one of, not more of those items, from Conan O'Brien or Jay Leno, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. So without further ado, we pay tribute to the ladies on The View who managed to sit through a conversation with Roseanne Barr, who actually was a guest host on The View, and she made a startling announcement.
You are
I'm still running for president of the United States.
Forever.
I've been running forever. Usually when someone runs, they believe the current administration is not doing what they need to do.
I think the whole lousy lot of them ought to be thrown out, every single one, both parties, all of them. I'm running for... They're nothing but liars and thieves. I'm on the Peace and Freedom Party, and, you know, we need peace and we need freedom.
You've
got to start somewhere, Joy.
Are you on any ballots anywhere? Is this a write-in vote?
You know what, Barbara? This is all about the ballot access, and getting a third party for the American people included on the ballots in every state, and that's really what I'm doing.
Peace and Freedom Party?
Yeah,
Peace
and Freedom Party. A lot of third parties. We got 31 flavors, as George Carlin said. 31 flavors of ice cream and two parties to vote for. We need a lot more ideas to solve our problems.
You know what? She's right.
Not wrong.
She is right. Yeah. Who agrees with that? Well, you can go back to the Roseanne Barr stuff, that was her singing the national anthem. People take a shot, but she's right. We have no new ideas. We have these two people out there and their wives and the campaigns. And now, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, Jennifer, the Spanish language networks are carrying advertising. Apparently, both Romney's camp and Obama's camp have set aside $40 to $50 million to advertise to the Spanish language voter. And this is more galling to most people. They realize that in some places the ballots are actually in Spanish. In some places in Los Angeles, they're in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is this good for America?
In all the languages.
Yeah, right, exactly. So how is that even possible in a country that has one language? It really is amazing, and an issue in and of itself. 28 after the hour, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. They say necessity is the mother of invention, and when it comes to scoring last-minute accommodations during major events like the Olympics, sometimes it pays to be creative and skip the hotels altogether. For starters, why stay in a hotel when you can camp out? And by camping, I mean sleeping in someone else's backyard. There's a resource called Camp in My Garden, and it offers up open spaces where you can stay on the cheap. The website One Fine Stay is all about living like a local in London or New York. You rent out a local's home while they're out of town. Apartment-style accommodations are also another option. The Grosvenor House apartments in London still has availability during the Olympics. And then there are the old standbys like Airbnb.com. Whether it's the Olympics in London this year or the 2014 World Cup in Rio, the idea is that you can rent out a home, a room, or just a couch and avoid the pricey hotel scene altogether. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Card. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back to the action here. The top topics of the day, enumerated and punctuated by Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. You can do Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com. What's up with the Facebook friends that the Good Day program has?
Our Facebook friends are getting to chime in right now on what Roseanne Barr said on The View yesterday. Is it time to add a third party to the ballot in November? Do you agree? So you can chime in now, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Yesterday, Hal Davis said, earlier this morning, Doug indicated that military recruiters are paid based on the number of recruits they sign up. And I think that was in this hour. That is not correct. I have been in Air Force recruiting and they do not have quotas. Oh, they do have quotas, but that is based on the Air Force needs and is not related to recruiter pay.
Really? Well, I'm informed differently. Maybe it's different branches of the service, or maybe I'm wrong. Could be any one of those. 800-510-8255 for further clarification. Should you wonder, I wasn't saying it in a way that denigrated the people who were doing it. I just think that the point of the story was we waste a lot of money in the military on bands and things and the way things, in terms of advertising, recruiting needs. That was the point. Advertising, bands, that sort of thing. But that was, I think, a secondary comment. It may or may not be accurate. If it isn't, okay, so we've corrected it. If it is, well, maybe it's different depending on where you are. But I do think most of us agree there ought not to be hundreds of millions of dollars spent on advertising opportunities in the service, and nor should there be hundreds of millions of dollars spent for Navy bands and Army bands and Air Force bands and all that stuff, because we don't have the money. Not necessary. Not needed. Let's move away from that. 800-510-8255. Hello and hearty good day. Welcome to the folks who are in the Hudson Valley of New York. And those of you who are out in Arizona, in the Tucson and Phoenix area, hello. Southeast and Southwest Ohio, hello to the folks listening. Actually, the main line down from Mount Vernon to Columbus and over to Dayton and Cincinnati, very cool. The Tulsa folks are in the book, as it were. And we're happy to have you. Speaking of in the book, let's look at the nominees. Jennifer has this story, and I have to.
What do you have to do?
I have to get away from saying, let's take a look at, because you're not looking at anything.
It's a radio program
or an audio program.
But I'm going to give you a break, because I give myself this break when I say dumb things. Hmm. You talk, and you even talk longer than I do. You talk for 6 hours a day, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
once in a while,
every once in a while, you're going to use like a crutch word or go to this or look at that. I mean, come on, who cares?
All right.
People understand.
I've just been given a reprieve. So let's get the 2012 Emmy Award list on the air here, Jennifer.
All right, let's start with the comedies. Comedy series, Curb Your Enthusiasm. The new series, Girls, which did really well across all the categories on HBO. 30 Rock on NBC. Veep on HBO. That's Julia Louis-Dreyfus's show. ABC's Modern Family and The Big Bang Theory on CBS. Then lead actress in a comedy series has some newbies. Zooey Deschanel, who plays Jess Day on New Girls, nominated. Lena Dunham from Girls. Edie Falco from Nurse Jackie. Amy Poehler from Parks and Rec. And who do you think's missing from that list?
You.
No, Tina Fey from 30 Rock. Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep. And Melissa McCarthy from Mike
Is
and Molly.
Is Vergara on that list?
They're going to be in the supporting actress category because
best Hispanic supporting actress, probably
the hottest person on TV, probably lead actor in a comedy series. Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm. John Cryer from Two and a Half Men. Louis C.K. in Louis. Jim Parsons in The Big Bang Theory. Don Cheadle in House of Lies, and Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock. Drama series. You ready?
Drama series.
Did you want to do the supporting? I didn't know if you did.
Nah.
But to answer your question, yes, every single cast member that's over the age of 25 has been nominated. So, yeah. Okay, drama series, Boardwalk Empire on HBO, Breaking Bad, AMC, Downton Abbey on PBS, Mad Men on AMC, Homeland on Showtime, and Game of Thrones on HBO.
I think Downton Abbey is a good show.
Yeah, my mom loves it. She's so hooked.
Yeah.
Lead actress in a drama, Julianna Margulies in The Good Wife, Michelle Dockery in Downton Abbey, Elizabeth Moss in Mad Men, Kathy Bates from Harry's Law, which is interesting because that show got canceled this season, Claire Danes in Homeland, and Glenn Close in Damages. Lead actor in a drama series is Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire, Michael C. Hall from Dexter, Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, Hugh Bonneville from Downton Abbey, John Hamm from Mad Men, and Damian Lewis from Homeland. Now, I won't go through the rest of the categories, but I will post them on our Facebook page if you want to go through everything. But I will tell you what's really telling this year is in the reality show competition. See if you can figure out what's added and what's missing.
Well, Jeff Probst is missing. I know that. There's no.
No, the Amazing Race got nominated. So You Think You Can Dance got nominated. Dancing with the Stars, Top Chef, Project Runway, and The Voice. What's missing?
America's Got Talent.
American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah, and that's won many times. And The Voice booted out American Idol.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Hmm. Is that telling? Is that a little...
You know what? I don't care. I'm doing my email. I'm just letting you do this, because these things are just...
Would you like me to keep going? I can do the best.
It's nonsense.
All hour long, I'll read best makeup. Duck's checking his email. I'll post all of these up on our Facebook page if you want to check out the Emmy nominees, the complete list.
All right. There it is. That's probably a better place to go. Then you can actually look at it.
Yeah, it's cool this year because they have the picture and everything, so it's nice. You can
800-510-8255. All right, back to the action. Here's Todd in Fort Bliss next to El Paso guarding the gate to city of Juarez. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Doug. It's an honor to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to have you here, sir. You're a recruiter?
Negative. I am not. I'm active duty, but I am familiar with the recruiting process.
Okay. Would you explain it to us? Help yourself.
They do. Recruiters, just kind of like drill sergeants do, they do get paid an extra duty pay because the job entitles so much, but recruiters do not get paid a commission per recruit they get. They'll have recruit or quotas based on the region they live in and the battalion that they're assigned to.
Yes.
But they do not get paid extra to meet a quota. There's no pay incentive or disincentive, I guess you could say. based on how many they recruit or do not recruit.
All right, tell us whether you agree or disagree with the contention, the terms of advertising, spending that money on bands, that sort of thing, as a member of the service. Would you like to see that continue, or do you think we've had enough? What's your take?
Well, Doug, to be honest, I mean, it is difficult to see incentives and talk of military pay cuts when you have military advertisements on NASCARs and things like that. I do agree that some of that money could be used in better ways.
Yeah.
And so when there's talk about budget cuts to bring up soldiers' incentives and benefits being cut compared to advertising and things, I would agree that that money could be used in different ways.
I don't even understand why there's a discussion. Any common sense, anybody with any common sense, it would seem to me would lead people around or direct people to the conclusion that you and I are talking about here. Why wouldn't you want to take care of the pay problems that many of the people in the service have and the outrage that is lack of treatment, lack of interest, lack of concern for men and women who are in the service when they get out, the post-traumatic stress stuff, the psychology, the mental, physical problems. We're screwing with these people all the time, and it frankly annoys the hell out of me. I'm not interested in having money spent on bands or advertising. I'm with you. I want to see the money spent taking care of the people who are in the uniform who have put their butts in harm's way. So
I agree with you, Doug, and I appreciate you being a voice
It's a voice of reason. Oftentimes I'm silly or, you know, some of the stuff I say may be a little outrageous, but, for, you know, I was about to really get... I was about to use a term that I never use on the radio and don't use much off the radio. I'm really tired of seeing all of these problems that develop and they are not dealt with. And to have you people in uniform, you're being used as backdrops for these phony BSers who are running for office. That galls me more than anything else.
Do we have to call you Ann Romney because you just said you people?
I don't know. I'm not going to be confused with Ann Romney, and I don't. I'm just now. My blood pressure is going
up. Now you're mad.
I am. This just really annoys me. Hi, Todd. I'm glad you called. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Jim's listening to Good Day in Roanoke, Virginia. Hi, Jim.
Hi. How are you, Doug?
I'm all right. Thank you. A little hot at the moment. What about you?
Well, you know what? Just listening to what you were just saying with Todd, thank you for pointing out a lot of the issues with the military. I called specifically about the recruiting and the thought that they get extra money per recruit. That's not true. They get an allowance for expenditures and they get dollars for temporary duty or TDY, but they are graded on their NCOER. For the Army Non-Commissioned Officer Evaluation Report, or their OER if they're an officer.
What would that consist of, Jim?
What do you mean?
What does that report, that evaluation consist of?
It's an annual review of your capabilities, and then you go into monthly and weekly recruiting meetings that say that, you know, this week you're a hero, the next week when you don't make your numbers, you're a zero. And your OER will say, you know, you did extremely well making your numbers, good job, and you're eligible for promotions. Then it would also say you didn't do well, you failed, and you get what they call a relief for cause OER. A good example of an OER and how inflated it can be sometimes is the major that did the killings at Fort Hood.
Yeah.
His OERs said he was a great guy. But then again, that was just something that was probably inflated throughout time. But
yeah.
Going back to the recruiting, a recruiting officer, his career and then NCO is make or break on the numbers that he makes, but he does not get an extra allowance per recruit.
Got it. All right, I stand corrected. Glad we've had the clarifications, and I'm certainly happy to have spoken with you, Jim. Thanks very much. 15 before the hour, let's evaluate for a minute, Jennifer, how well you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on any medications?
No.
Are you in pain?
In the rear.
I'm talking about in the physical sense, please.
No, not really, no. Hmm.
All right, so you're not worried about
your
health.
Could use a massage, but you know.
Right, all right, so... Jennifer is in good health. She doesn't need the Affordable Care Act, and she probably doesn't need to do anything except do the preventative thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I am big on.
All about that.
Yeah, it really is. Here's how you avoid 900 potential diseases. There is a Healthy Start Pack. That's what it's called. At DougStephanTeam.com, you can find out about the Healthy Start Pack, the explanation of these 90 essential nutrients for your life, for your health, for your well-being. Avoid those 900 diseases by getting on to the 90 essential nutrients every day. To get your 90 for life Healthy Start Pack, check out DougStephanTeam.com online. You can go to DougStephan.com, see the Doug Stephan Team, click on that. You'll see how to order. Call 855-309-TEAM if you're not handy to a computer, can't get online. 90 for life at DougStephanTeam.com. The best reason in the world to get onto this is that you can start for yourself and then help other people. You find out about that, too, when you dial either 855-309-8326 or go online to DougStephanTeam.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
More of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Top topics of the morning on the Irregular News on Good Day with Jennifer and Doug. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Jennifer, an arm of the United States government, said that whooping cough, or is it whooping? Is it whooping or whooping?
Whooping.
Whooping. Whooping.
Whooping.
So it's not Whoopi Goldberg, it's Whoopi Goldberg, but this is whooping cough. Right? All right. Highest numbers in 5 years, 18,000 cases have been reported this year. Twice as many as last year. 9 infants have died. Whooping cough causes uncontrollable...
People aren't getting vaccines?
Well, apparently that's one of the concerns. The infection lasts about 6 weeks, can affect, no matter what age you are, you can be affected by this. A lot of older people get it as well. There are ways to get vaccinated, but the CDC is investigating whether or not the increased number of infections is due to the vaccine wearing off. That means the vaccine is cheaper. that means the vaccine, you're getting screwed. You're paying the same amount of money for the vaccine. That would be my quick conclusion. Another one of these fast ones being pulled by the drug company, so they make a couple of extra pennies and the vaccine wears off. There you go. Strong immune system is what you need for that. 51 after on Good Day.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we work our way into the Better Living Box and technology in general, news from the world of technology, thanks to our reporter Shelley Palmer. It's time to celebrate. Your inbox just got one step closer to being junk free, Jennifer.
Good.
Shelley Palmer has that as we give you a break in a moment on Good Day.
Look. It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's time to celebrate. Your inbox just got one step closer to being junk-free. Computer security experts have taken down Grum, the world's third largest botnet. That, until now, was responsible for 18 billion spam emails per day. Yep, that's billion with a B. The researchers responsible started by blocking the botnet's command and control servers earlier this week, but Grum quickly recovered. As far as cyber warfare goes, this one was over pretty quickly. The good guys prevailed and eventually took down Grum's new servers, too. Those servers were in Panama, Ukraine, and Russia, which until recently were all viewed as safe havens for this kind of activity. Interestingly, law enforcement authorities did not take the lead against Grum. It was technologists fed up with spam who hunted them down and made them go away. Of course, there's no guarantee that the Grum servers will stay down. Well, let's be thankful for what we have while we have it and rejoice in our cleaner inboxes. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Summertime safety goes much further than swimming pools and suntan lotion. As Brian Osage finds out, properly functioning brakes on your car can help stop an accident before it happens.
Sudden stops. You never know when you're going to need your vehicle's brakes to keep you, fellow motorists, and pedestrians safe. GM's James Bell says this is the time of year properly functioning brakes are especially important.
From my way of thinking, the brakes are probably the most important piece of technology, so they really need to be addressed. And especially as we look at the summertime season when pets are running across the roads and kids are playing ball and so forth, you might need panic stopping.
Brakes typically last 35,000 miles, but Bell says have them checked if they're not responding as readily as usual.
I know for many people they're a bit of a pain. Ah, oh, they're starting to squeal. It means I got to pay money. But let's think about it. When you're hurtling along the freeway at 70 miles an hour and you've got to come to a stop, that is the part that counts. So make sure that your brakes are in the best shape they can be. Take them to your local dealer. Take them to a brake shop. It's one of those few things in the car that just cannot be neglected.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
For the first time ever, the Lay's brand is asking fans across the country to create the next great potato chip flavor, Jennifer, as part of its Do Us a Flavor campaign. It is Kendra Johansson with more on that campaign.
In 2013, Lay's, America's most loved potato chip, will celebrate its 75th anniversary. Burke Rain explains how the brand is celebrating and asking its fans to come up with the next great potato chip flavor for a chance to win $1 million or more in grand prize money.
Now through October 6th, fans can submit their ideas for the next Lay's potato chip flavor. Three finalist flavors will be selected and introduced into the marketplace early next year. Then it will be up to all America to vote and determine who will win the contest grand prize, $1 million, or 1% of the winning flavor's net sales, whichever is higher.
Rain says the best part about this contest is that you don't have to be a foodie, chef, or flavor expert to enter.
If you're passionate about a flavor, likely there are others who agree. You just have to trust your taste buds and give it a shot.
To enter your flavor and view the official rules, visit Lay's Facebook page at facebook.com/Lay's. That's Newsbreak from Lay's.
At DougStefan.com, Jennifer, you can check out through our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, everything you need to know about grapes, where to get them, how to buy them. As most people know, Phil Lempert, one of the most recognized personalities in the country when it comes to retail, focuses his attention on supermarkets. That's why they call him the supermarket guru. And he spent his career understanding how the trends are, understanding the myriad of things that there are available in the supermarket, testing products to make sure that they're okay for you. So at this time of year, we get so many fresh fruits around. How do you decide what grapes to buy and what store to get the best grapes? Find out about grapes. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, at DougStefan.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.